GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Hey, happy Friday and good welcome to Kayla Dunn and Sarah Gordon with Fusion Vanguard taking a seat behind the bulletproof glass over in spacious Studio 7A. Good to have you both in here ahead of the 2019 Extravaganza Awards. Where's the big event this year?
This year, the event is at the Bangor Arts Exchange on October 18th from 6 to 9 p.m.
Nice, kind of that nice space. George, I don't know if you had a chance to be in the BAE.
Haven't been in, but I know what it is.
I didn't know, because you've been in Bangor for years, and I didn't know if you were ever up there when they actually had events going on at what is now, because it's kind of like taking over again. See some of the old photos of where the Bangor Symphony Orchestra actually played there, and they had, that's where the Hoppin' Nights were, okay? And you know, and this is going to be another Hoppin' Night. For those that don't know, what is Fusion Bangor, Kayla?
Fusion Bangor is a young professional group, networking group, that people come together and try to make the greater Bangor region a premier place to live, work, and play. Mm-hmm. And we do that through our sports programs, our happy hour events, our newcomers nights, and many other networking opportunities.
You had us at happy hour. Yeah. The whole dodgeball thing, we're not so sure. But the happy hour, we're all for that.
Our dodgeball is extremely exciting. We have over 400 people that come together in the region and play dodgeball in the winter seasons.
Yeah. That's a winter thing, isn't it?
Yes, that's a winter thing.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I participated.
I played dodgeball in school, but we
participated once. I participated once.
Rick, how'd you do?
I participated once, Kayla. Sarah, are you in the dodgeball events when they happen?
I actually am terrible at dodgeball, so that's a big no
for
me.
That wasn't my question. My question is, did you participate?
I have participated before.
And so you and I did probably the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fusion, I've heard a lot about it, of course, being... I was in what we used to call the JCs years ago with the young people who were up and coming and taking care of the town. And this thing has progressed through the years. So Fusion's been around quite a while, though.
Yeah, this is our 14th year. So next year is our big 15th year.
Wow.
We cannot thank Machias Savings Bank enough for being our presenting sponsor for the Fusion Extravaganza this year. So we're very grateful for them. We're giving out many awards on October 18th at the event, and we couldn't do it without our event sponsors. So we're super grateful for everyone that's involved.
In a moment, we're going to ask where we can get our tickets. Otherwise, we're going to have to try to crash the event, and that hasn't gone over very well. That's when they're going to pelt us with dodgeballs. Sarah, I see you brought your electronic device. I don't know if you have a list of what awards are going to be handed out at the Fusion Extravaganza Awards on the 18th.
Yes, we have our Leadership and Vision Award that Community Real Estate Solutions is winning. Downtown.
Well, we already know the winners.
We already know the winners.
See, it's like the Chamber Awards. We already know who the winners are.
Well, you know, so people can come and celebrate these folks that they
prepare a speech.
Exactly.
Dress nice.
Yep.
Okay.
Our Downtown Proud Vitalization Award, a winner is Rebecca Krupke. We have our Innovator of the Year Award, Lobster Unlimited is the winner. Our Volunteer of the Year Award is Amanda Millay. And our most valuable partner is W.S. Emerson.
Those are good people over there.
Oh, yeah.
Very.
And they're great. You want something done. You want it to look right. W.S. Emerson gets the job done.
Yeah.
And they don't get a trophy. They get a paddle, which we think is one of the coolest things about the Fusion Extravaganza Awards.
Paddles look great. Yeah. This is Friday, October 18th. It starts at 6 o'clock and runs to, it says 9. Probably somebody keeps extravaganzing longer than 9.
Sure. And some people, you know, end up going downtown, I'm sure, after anyway. So it's always a fun night.
Do a little pub crawling.
What's nice is, isn't it nice that we now have a place to go after an event like this? Well, first of all, it's great to have an event like this. There was a time. And now there's a place to go after an event like this because there was a time when you didn't have that.
Yeah.
And that kind of says something about the work of Fusion and others to make, just as you said, the Queen City a place to live, work, play, raise a family.
Absolutely.
Looking for more than just a four-syllable answer to that. Absolutely. That's It's talk radio. You need to talk.
We couldn't thank our downtown businesses more. So the transformation of the greater Bangor region has certainly transpired over the last 14 years. And we are super grateful for people expanding businesses. And the Bangor Arts Exchange is going to be a tremendous venue for this event. And again, there's so many new craft brewing companies, there's more restaurants, so
more of everything.
Yes.
And the support from the Bangor Region Chamber of Commerce. We're a program of the chamber, and they have been super supportive of Fusion over the years, and we couldn't be more grateful for that.
Are we too old for Fusion?
No.
Is there some age requirement in
there?
Yeah,
I blew my fuse. I'm done.
George, are you young at heart?
Yes, I am.
So Darren, you can attend any Fusion event you wish.
Is this a... Now, I know Rick likes these. He goes to so many of them. But is this a dress-up event?
No, there's no theme this year. So
you're not wearing a
tux? But years past, there's been a theme.
Correct. There
was, I've seen Masquerade. Yeah. I think I've seen Halloween costumes, kind of a thing. Prom?
Yeah. So this year, we're trying not to have a theme in hopes that we will draw more of a crowd, people that are coming right after work. We're going to see how the no theme goes this year.
Mm-hmm. How did you dress for it, Rick?
I've got a confession.
Uh-oh.
I've never... No, that's not true.
You go to everything.
No. That's not true. I haven't, but usually... We got kids now, and we all know how it is. 14,
it makes it easier that you don't have to dress up in a costume.
But it's finding the time. I recall one of the Great Fusion Extravaganza events I went to. It was along the waterfront. Cashman was the host. We didn't have to dress up. And I remember you had the Time Pilots.
Was that in the tent?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Time Pilots came in. Extravagant.
And for those that don't know, Motor Booty Affair is to the 1970s as Time Pilots are to the 1980s for music. Okay. And these guys were terrific. What does this mean? I don't know.
I don't know. I was waiting for Frank Sinatra.
You don't know.
You can show up as Frank Sinatra, George.
I remember they kicked off the set with What I Like About You by the Romantics. Okay, and there was no hesitation.
You're giving us ideas.
Everyone out on the floor when those guys played. And let me tell you, the second song they played in the set was 8675309, Jenny Jenny.
Ooh.
And we're out already dancing, and we look over to the side, and here comes Jenny Lloyd strutting out to the... She didn't walk. She wasn't timid. Huh? She knew that was her song, and that was her time to be out on the floor. That's the kind of fun you have at one of these events with Fusion Bangor, and your next opportunity is coming up on the night of October 18th at the Bangor Arts Exchange. Kayla and Sarah, what you haven't told us yet, is how we get our tickets and how we get ourselves into the venue for the fun.
Yeah, there's links being shared on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FusionBangor. You can also go to our website at FusionBangor.com.
An organization that works to connect the Bangor residents. I mean, basically, this is a community organization. I mean, you try to make the place better.
Absolutely. We want to have the continued growth for the greater Bangor region to be the premier place to live, work, and play.
What do you think we got to do next? It's just us. No one listens to this radio program. It's just us talking. What's the next thing we need to do to take Bangor to the next step, the next level?
We need to get our youth involved more. We need to get people that are working or in school currently to stay here. That is a huge focus.
So inviting them to events and trying to get them included in activities in our downtown region, just so that they want to stay here.
Events like this is what helps.
Right.
You got to get to 212, though, if you understand the reference. 212. 212 is the boiling point of water.
Yeah,
okay. Right, lot of people are comfortable in 97, 98 degree water. That's what it is like in a hot tub, maybe up to 105. Okay, this is really nice. And everyone can get to 211.
And everyone can connect.
Yeah.
It's very nerve-wracking at first, probably, to stand in a room with people that you don't know. But
some people like it, hashtag George Hale. But others not so much.
There are so many connections.
Well, and I think that people are young people are really attracted to the cities like Portland and Boston. But, you know, ultimately, and I've talked to some of my peers who are, you know, in their late 20s, early 30s, and they've ended up coming back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those that have left and come back. So, you know, it's not even necessarily worth a trip out. And we just need to figure out how to get people to stay here.
And it's a great outlet.
Hey, you play volleyball, you play kickball, you play...
We're,
Dodgeball?
We're doing bowling right now.
And bowling?
I'm much better at that than dodgeball.
Dodgeball, right. I would hate to tell you my background in dodgeball was in high school when the coach would play it in the gym. And it was not a pleasant experience.
No.
No. He would have all the football players on one end and all the track guys on the other. And I was a track guy. And the track guys would never win this battle. We would be black and blue when we came out of it.
In hindsight, next time that you guys are going to be here for such an event, we'll play dodgeball in the studio.
Dodgeball.
With George. And we'll all be in the same studio for that. You're going to want to be at the Bangor Arts Exchange again the night of October 18th. You just got your invitation from Kayla and Sarah. Kayla Dunn and Sarah Gordon from Fusion Bangor. Again, find them on Facebook, and you can find their website where?
FusionBangor.com.
Oh, that was almost in harmony. That was
almost in harmony, wasn't it?
Gals, thanks for being a part of our show this morning. We got to do sports next. Can't cut into George's sports time
of
or all hell
can.
Will break loose.
Thank you for having us.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.